There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frogloop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And because we exist in the world of live radio, our guest is nowhere to be found. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Absent, but here. G-Code, they've just launched something they call the Contact Series, which, you know, I've talked a lot about this ISIS welcome wagon bag where they're actually making the stuff and packaging it together. I've got something called the Traveler's Bag coming, and that will be the ISIS welcome wagon bag, but when we get it, we'll talk about it. Anyway, check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Because we do have him. Okay. This is what's great about live radio. Joining us now from G-Code, wherever he was running around and absent at the particular time, but no longer anymore, is Robin Knapp. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Bill. How you doing, Bill?
We're going to have a little chat about when, you know, when I'm going to have you as a guest and everything. Hey, you'd be sitting still somewhere where I can find you.
I apologize for that. I had a last-minute phone call that I had to take care of an issue, but I'm here. So your assistant tracked me down pretty good.
Very good. I don't like to lose. So at G-Code recently, now let's take it chronologically, and this is just based upon what I've seen. All right. Now, you guys have come out with what you call the Incognito Shadow line,
right,
of inside-the-waistband holsters, where if you want to run a flashlight on your handgun and conceal it inside the waistband, you can now be accommodated a la G-Code.
Correct. Right now, you know, as far as the shadow is concerned, we're slowly but surely increasing our inventory as far as weapon platforms and light platforms as well. If you go onto our website, you can basically get several selections. Right now, we have it available for the Glock 17, 22, 31, the 19, 23, and the 32. Then the H&K VP9, the H&K P30, the SIG 226 Mark 25 variant, and then the Smith & Wesson M&P 4.25-inch barrel. So that's the start, the Shadow Series. At this particular point, we do have some more additions coming in the future, but these things take a little bit of time because we want to make sure before we release a particular holster for a particular weapon platform that the trim fixture and everything is perfect before we release it for sale.
I don't think most people realize, especially with you guys, because you got a lot of military contracts because the military became aware of you.
Correct.
Getting out here and trying, when you launch a new product, you're not going to have every model of handgun out there available, ready to go and ready to ship on day one.
Well, correct. You know, the thing that what people don't realize about G-Code is that our base is huge as far as the end users, tip of the spear guys, et cetera, but we also deal with a lot of the, like you said, the government entities, whether they be the military or whether they be law enforcement, et cetera. But we also deal with a lot of distributors overseas. As the dealer rep as well, and the law enforcement rep, I mean, I deal with people from all over Europe to all over Far East Asia in terms of purchasing our items for their local police departments and end users as well. So Yeah, we're very busy, so we're trying to accommodate everybody. And unfortunately, what happens is that, you know, we choose the weapons that are the most popular weapons out there, the ones that a lot of the agencies and end users are using. So some of the weapons that some people may be carrying, you know, we don't have a mold for them at this particular time, et cetera. But we definitely listen to the public, though, and try to cater to what they're carrying and what their needs are.
Now, one of the things I really like about G-Code, most of the stuff that I carry right now, I would have to call it first gen, pre-D3, you know. And but all of the first gen stuff will integrate all the way up to the contact series, won't it?
Correct. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we do, you know, if there's certain items that are, let's say, our first generation type products, an individual buys something from us, like the old GSH holsters or et cetera, you know, we have a lifetime warranty. Some of those things can be integrated if they can't be, and then, you know, we have a lifetime warranty, so we'll try to help our customers out by giving them or replacing their older item with the newer version or the newer variant. And, you know, with our products, you know, we're always looking to better improve our products. You know, if we notice things that we feel could, you know, be tweaked and work better, then we'll have another product come out that replaces a particular product. You know, that, and the reason why we do that is because, number one, is maybe we felt that this would work better, or, you know, we did some testing and discovered that this particular shape or design is superior to the previous design. So we're always looking to improve our products. And again, our products, you know, for us, our philosophy is our products are not products, they're solutions. And that's why every time we have a new item, you know, we're looking at that as a solution. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, then we try to improve upon it.
I'm being asked what's the difference between the, apparently somebody's counted and there's three different types of incocks.
Well, there are.
I know there's one that's, there's the single clip and the dual clip.
Yeah, and I think what they're considering the third incog is the shadow, because the shadow is a incog variant. So when you look at it, you have the original incog with the dual clips, then you have the eclipse, which is the single clip with the new Super Mojo design. Then, of course, you've got the incog shadow, which is basically an incog that is designed to accommodate a light platform on a weapon. So, yes, technically we do have three variants of the incog. You know, if you want to carry a weapon, for example, with a light system, most people want to buy the shadow. If you prefer a single clip type holster, then the Eclipse is for you. Now, if you want to carry an Eclipse type holster, but yet with a mag caddy, then you want to carry the original incog, because the mag caddy is designed for the original incog and not the Eclipse. So,
is the Eclipse the Eclipse a little less of a profile? Is that what makes it the Eclipse?
I wouldn't say that it's less of a profile. See, the concept with the incog and the eclipse, you know, that those came from talking to law enforcement and military. For example, myself, you know, I spent 26 years as a federal agent, and I retired. I spent most of my time working undercover and working special ops, and I always wanted a holster with one clip because it was easier to take on and off quickly in a vehicle or whatever I might be doing. Some people like to add, you know, they like the dual clip because they feel it's more secure, but our Eclipse is just as secure. That's why we designed the Super Mojo to kind of center balance the clip. And it really comes down to a matter of preference. Now, for me, I have both. I carry the regular incog if I'm traveling, going out of the city or wherever I may be going, and I want to carry a spare magazine, I'll wear the regular incog with a mag caddy.
Right.
But around town, if I'm on my motorcycle, I'm driving around, or I'm in the office, like right now, I'm sitting down talking to you, and I have an Eclipse with my Glock 43. And I don't have a spare magazine on me. I have one in my truck. So it's a matter of preference. And then, of course, I have another individual that works here that carries
on.
The light system.
There you go. I want to ask you about the light system. Hang on for me. G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. They bring the second hour to you. My guest from G-Code, Robin Knapp. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. They don't know ISIS is here already. They got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines. Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. G-Code is the only kind of holster I've run. It's the only kind of holster I'm going to run. And we're talking about why that is that way. And by the way, they do, right now, I think the G-Code is running a 15% discount. Is that right, Robin?
That's correct.
My guest from G-Code is Robin Knapp, where they're running a 15% discount on all of this stuff that we're talking about. You and I have never talked about D3, which the NCOG and D3 have a similar pedigree because you developed those in conjunction and collaboration with Haley Strategic Partners.
Correct.
Now, this is what I like about the G-Code line, because you can look at what I term to be first generation, which was holsters and individual magazine carriers, and you can watch them evolve from there to D3, then to Scorpion, and now to the combo of all of them, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. But D3, that I imagine, was where the wheels began to turn as far as, you know, we don't just have to do it this way. We can do this and combine this with this, wasn't it?
Correct. You know, what people don't realize is that everything that we design as far as the D3 platform, excuse me, to the Scorpion platform, they come out as separate items, but we're thinking a little ahead of that, okay? A lot of the things that we're doing is we're looking into the future, because any of the systems that we design in the future are designed to integrate all of this stuff together. Again, we don't try to just make products. We try to make solutions as to what will work. So people who are very, very pleased with the D3 platform and they like that, and that's become their favorite, now they can incorporate that into our new contact series. Because we try to make everything integrated and modular so that everything can connect to whatever item that we may have out there, so that the individual can find that sweet spot, so to speak, as to what particular equipment they want to use. You know, and the equipment is important, very important. You know, if you're comfortable with it, you definitely want something that's reliable and et cetera. So that's where we're coming from. That's how we look at things as far as when we make we introduce new products.
The genius of the G-Code EdgeWorks system is not, well, it starts with the design of the holster, the magazine carrier, whatever it is that you guys are putting together. But then it gets bumped up a notch because of the ways it can be attached to you, that modularity.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I guess we're kind of excited about it, because what people don't realize is the thinking behind all of our products and our concepts. You know, all of us here that are in that process, you know, come from a military or law enforcement background. So, and a lot of the stuff that we incorporate, again, we're trying to provide solutions to the end user, is feedback, direct feedback from those individuals that are actually using this equipment on a daily basis. So, we have some of our own designs and concepts. We listen to other people. We read the emails. And then we go to the drawing board and try to figure out, you know, what will work and what won't work. So, versatility is a big thing with us as well, because every situation is not the same. Every person's body type is not the same. So, we try to incorporate all of that. And it's a tedious process, but I think we've been very successful.
From there, and we're going to run out of time, but from there, we'll pick this up in the next segment. From the D3, then we go to the Scorpion series.
Correct.
And here's an observation I would make about the Scorpion series. You know, I look back through time when you and I probably got involved with guns, and, you know, back then, there was no Kydex. And what was, you know, when I was in the Army, we didn't have nylon stuff. We had a pistol belt. Our shoulder straps that attached to our LBE were made out of nylon, but that was about as far as it went. And
right.
It evolved from, but, you know, over time, leather is going to break down.
Correct.
And then...
And it's abrasive, too.
It's abrasive. And then we got nylon, but to get the kind of... to get nylon that actually worked, you either had to have something with a flap, because, you know, let's face it, there's no retention without some sort of elasticity built into it. Or you could go something with some bungee cords, okay? And then I see the Scorpion line come out, and what strikes me about the Scorpion line, tactical nylon magazine pouches that have bungee cord woven into them, those are very complicated affairs.
Correct.
And the Scorpion line is two pieces.
Correct. The scorpion, again, you know, the reason why we call it the scorpion because it has that skeleton, the outside shell, so to speak, and basically it's a compression type system. Okay,
right.
It's when you put your M4 magazine in there. Well, I mean, it's going to be tight, but yet it's flexible enough where you can pull it out during reloading or et cetera. But yet when you're running around, it's going to, by using the compression and the cord that we have there with the magazine pouches, you know, it keeps that magazine from moving because we're also looking at the operators, you know, trying to be silent, et cetera. But you want
right.
something that where, you know, where you're not going to drop your magazine everywhere and that you feel comfortable with it being secure. So a lot of thought processes went into this development, and it's actually very, very popular. A lot of people are finding that they love the Scorpion series, and we have a lot of users out there that are carrying both the D3 system and the Scorpion series, so they found a way to integrate all of it together.
I would see where that would be complimentary to it. The thing about the Scorpion line is because what I like about that type of a pouch or carrier, if you will, because I don't know if you could call this Kydex a pouch material. But what I like about it is that if I need to push away from my body to pull the magazine, the Scorpion is going to allow for that, where the D3 would not. The D3
exactly.
would not because it's more rigid. But this one will. And if I have to rock a little forward or a little bit backwards, it will also accommodate that. And it's got that fuzzy interior where when you're jamming magazines in there, there's one, it's holding it a little tighter, two, it's not making nearly as much sound.
Exactly. And again, it's the flexibility of the Scorpion series. Now, the D3 series is outstanding as well.
Right.
And there are certain situations where you want to use that, and I get that. The Scorpion was designed to maintain the same type of firmness and security of those magazines as the D3, but at the same time be a little more flexible. Like you said, if you need to push it out a little bit from your body to pop it out, that's what it's designed to do. So it gives a little more than the D3, but at the same time, it doesn't lose any of its retention, and that's the beauty about it. So we kind of look at the Scorpion as an evolution of the D3, but not necessarily shutting down the D3.
We're going into the next break. Look, you don't have to explain to me innovation and genius. You can make anything you want. I'm perfectly good with that. You hang on for me. My guest, Robin Knapp from G-Code. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com, where they've just launched the new Contact Series, which we're going to be talking about here shortly, because my guest is Robin Knapp from G-Code. One of the things that, you know, I made a little short video the other day that I was talking about modularity. And in all honesty, Robin, I barely touched the tip of the iceberg with that. I mean, just the stuff that we've talked about, besides the NCOGs, which only really have one application, all the other stuff we've talked about can be looped to your belt, it can be paddled, it can be mollied. I mean, how many thousands of combinations are there possibly with G-Code?
There's a whole bunch of combinations, and I couldn't even put my finger on it because every day, you know, we see new concepts, new designs, you know, coming from, you know, I'm prior military and then coming from a law enforcement background as well. You know, there's so many ways that we wore our equipment and so many things that we wanted to do in the past. But, you know, with our equipment here at G-Code, and this is one of the reasons why I started working here after I retired, is the modularity, is the ability to give that flexibility to the end user out there where, you know, if they want to wear their weapon on their chest, on their vest, if they want to wear it on the side, if they want to wear it inside the waistband, they want to wear it on their thigh or et cetera. We present all these opportunities based on experience and inputs from people out in the field because, like I said, everybody's different. And we don't want to be set with some, you know, rigidity about this is the way it has to be worn. I mean, it's really up to your own imagination with our equipment as to where you want to wear it. I know a lot of the tactical guys like our drop leg platforms, the RTI system. They wear their vest. You know, they have it. They have the vest plate or the vest carrier on their chest, and they can pop their weapon off and put it right on their chest when they enter a vehicle. So the combinations are endless.
I know. I try to sit around and imagine what else I could come up with. And I know that in the past that Jesse Lockhart, who I refer to as the Kydex Meister, he just messes around in the shop, doesn't he? He makes some stuff that, you know, is just silly, like a cigarette carrier or something. But then he makes other things that I've looked at some of the stuff he's made and said, gosh, I wish that would go into production.
Well, you know, Jesse's remarkable. We call him the Wizard. He's our production manager, so I interact with him on a daily basis. And, you know, we'll sit around and we'll be talking, and I'll throw an idea out there, and then he'll start to formulate that and get a picture in his head. Next thing I know, within 10 seconds of the conversation, he'll look at me and go, hey, I got an idea. And he'll go out there and do something and come back. How about that? And I'm like, wow. So he's amazing. He can come up with some very neat concepts. Of course, Scott, our CEO, the brainchild of this all, he's the same way. They can visualize these things in their head. But keep in mind, they're always listening to input. They're always listening to the customers out there. And we interact with law enforcement, military daily here at our facility. So we're always, like I said, we're always absorbing new information and evolving.
In a lot of ways, your development is sort of held back, isn't it? Because when you came out with the NCOG, okay? Mm-hmm. When you came out with the NCOG, I know that you started setting up partnerships with at least one gun selling company or manufacturing company to ship the gun with an NCOG. So then all of a sudden you had to start making these extra NCOGs, and you become a victim of your own innovative talent that way, don't you?
We do, and the thing is that, you know, some of the concepts that we're trying, like, again, we provide solutions. That's our company philosophy. You know, we have products out there, but the products are our solutions to what people are requesting. But when we put something out there, whether it be the contact series, whether it be the NCOG Shadow, when that goes out to the public, they have to keep in mind that we're already thinking ahead. We're thinking on how we improve that. What's the next step? What's the next tier that we need to get to? Because it's going to eventually come. And when it does, we want to be there. Because there's always people out there thinking, you know, okay, I got this, and what if I did this, and et cetera. So what you see out there is the product of our design and how we're going and how we're thinking. But we're always trying to think ahead as well.
Yeah, well, there's one thing I'm waiting on you guys to come out with, and I've talked about this before. I've seen the mock-ups for it, and I've seen people that actually got prototypes. I'm waiting on the OSL.
All I can tell you on that, Bill, is stand by.
I can go ahead and say what it is, though, right? The OSL is the OSH, but with a light attachment built into it, which will be a whole other kind of holster from the OSH, because then it'll be truly dedicated to the weapon and then the light system. I guess the problem with that comes from the fact that there's so many different lights that will attach to a gun nowadays.
Exactly. And that's the thing that, you know, a lot of people need to be aware of, is that, like, again, we try to accommodate individuals out there that have all these different various lighting platforms that they use for their weapons, and there's a ton of them out there. I mean, Surefire has several. You have the TLRs, you have the APL. I mean, the list goes on. And the thing is that you know, a lot of the agencies, a lot of the military use a particular light system. We kind of cater to that, but we also look at the market as well to see what are the most popular lights and stuff. So we try to incorporate that. But it can be difficult. Just like with weapon systems, it's very difficult because there's so many weapons that are coming out there right now. And you know, it's not an easy process, because what's different about our company is that when a weapon system comes out, you know, if you say you want to buy a holster from us that's a Glock 19, a lot of other companies will say, yeah, this will fit a Glock 19 and other similar frame weapons. That's not us. If we make a holster for a particular weapon, it is designed for that weapon and that weapon alone. And the reason being is our channel ways inside the holster are only 1/2000th of an inch, you know, lead weight, which means they're designed to snap into place for that particular weapon to give you that strong retention. So we have to build a mold for each holster and have the gun on site as well, to make the right holster, because even when we make the holster, we have the weapon available that we can test fit to ensure that, you know, the retention is where we want it to be. So
you don't even use polymer blanks, though, as far as the gun shapes. Do you use actual metal shapes as far as the gun shapes?
You're talking about the blue guns?
Yeah.
No, we only use we have some blue guns here, but they are not used to fit our holsters whatsoever. We use the actual weapon, because we want our hands on the actual weapon, because our holsters are so precise that we want to make sure we have the weapon in there. So if a customer calls us and says, hey, I got a Glock 43, this is a holster I want to buy, we have a Glock 43, we make the holster, we want to make sure that it fits perfectly. So if there's any issues in the future, we can deal with it. And the problem is you get a lot of weapons that have variations to them.
Right.
You know, that are very similar. Like the SIGs, for example, they're very difficult to fit because there's so many different modifications.
So many different shapes. Yeah.
Exactly.
I need a SIG holster. I'm glad you brought that. I need a SIG holster.
Well, it's going to depend on what model you have and what weapon platform, but I'm sure we can accommodate you.
Well, I have the Sky Marshal gun. I have the 229. Listen, we're coming up on the last break. G-Codes, you can find them at tacticalholsters.com. When we get back, we're going to talk about the Contact Series, because this has really excited me about the Contact Series, and we're going to talk about how you can utilize this and the different configurations it comes in. But everybody stand by. My guest this hour from G-Code, Robin Knapp, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, home of the Contact Series, which I've got one on the way. When I get it, I'm going to do a nice tabletop review. Then we're going to do a review where we're going to try to act like we're fighting ISIS, maybe when we're getting a latte. That would bring out the animal in me if they interrupted my latte drinking. I would need a contact series with that. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest from G-Code today is Robin Knapp. I'm being asked, now I know that you make a holsters for the SIG 226. And correct. The question that's being asked is, will the 220 fit in the 226? Because they're sort of the same shape, but is the 220 a little thicker?
Yeah, there's some slight variations, and, you know, it's very difficult to...
And that's a problem, isn't it, because of the precision of it?
I mean, SIGs make a great series of weapons, but SIGs are probably one of the most difficult weapon systems to fit because every one of them is a little bit different.
Right.
They still hand sand their weapons, so there may be some slight variations that may be off. You know, the big question is, hey, you know, I have a 229, will that fit the 226 holster, et cetera? No, there's some differences there. Now, we are in the process of trying to develop a mold for the 229 and some other SIGs, so we try to tell our customers to be patient, and we don't like them to order a holster that they think that it's similar, that, hey, this probably will fit. You know, we caution against that because there's a good chance that it won't fit precisely the way it should or what it's designed for, and then they'll end up returning it, and, you know, we'll have to have, you know, we'll issue them a refund because we want our customers to be satisfied. So we just ask that they be patient. They're coming. We do have several weapon platforms in process right now with our R&D section. They are very busy. They are constantly coming out with new molds for new systems and then trim patterns and fixture patterns and you name it. It's a long, tedious process. And once we get a mold that's completed here, it goes through a very, very keen inspection cycle that it has to pass so many tests before we approve it for final release. So, patience. It is coming.
Now, I've been doing a lot of talk about carrying a special bag or a special kit with me because if something happens in front of me and ISIS pops up or, you know, the currency collapses or something, you know, one of these SHTF situations is never going to happen when you're sitting around doing an inventory of your plate carriers and all this other stuff. It's going to happen when you're not ready for it to happen. And
exactly.
As you go about daily, you're looking, you know, you need something portable. You need something small. But you still need something that's going to work, and you need something that's going to carry a few things. And I've been trying to develop that, and I've talked about it ad nauseum on the air. The ISIS right. welcome wagon bag is what I call it. And then I pop up one day, and one of the, you know, I find out about this thing called the Contact Series, where you guys just went out and did it.
Exactly. you know, it's again, we're always thinking ahead, and, you know, we're thinking in terms from an operator standpoint, operator being whether it be you're a warfighter or you're a law enforcement or whatever it might be that you're doing out there, or just the regular citizen that wants to be prepared. Contact Series, that's been in the thought process for some time now, and it was just a matter of trying to get the components that we wanted. And so the whole Contact Series is basically what it says on our website. It's an immediate action platform. Again, contact. I mean, you're making contact with some unknown threat. You don't want to be caught with your pants down, so to speak. You know, even when I was in law enforcement, you know, we had our duty bags, as we call them, in the trunk of the car.
Right.
You know, we had our web belt. We had all that stuff that we needed if we had to make entry or a service search warrant or arrest warrant, whatever it might be, where you can immediately put it on and go. And that's what the whole Contact Series is designed to do. Again, it's an immediate action platform. There's different configurations. For those that are carrying an M4, you know, we have the 556 mag pouches there that are attached to the contact rig or the chest rig along with your pistol magazine. So you can basically take it out of a bag, throw it on, snap it together in less than 15 seconds with your ammo and everything ready to go, and you're moving. And that was the whole concept about behind this. And then from there, we went to some variants. We went to the micro chest rig. You know, if you wanted only two rifle magazine pouches, then we went to 3x3 micro chest rig where we can give you three magazines, magazine pouches along with pistol magazine pouches that stack onto them. We have our traveler chest rig, which is designed for immediate access with one of our travel bags that we design and make right here. And that's the thing. We design everything here, and we have a big production crew that works on all the holsters and all the gear, but we also have a very big sewing department that is very talented that'll take these concepts and sew them and put them all together. And so, you know, with the Contact Series, you know, we were trying to think of different variations. So when you go on our website, you'll see the Scorpion Stack Belt, or you have one of our nylon belts that are ready to go that you buy these particular items. You have your magazines and your equipment, and all you have to do is pick it up, snap it on, and go. So it's exciting. We're getting a lot of people that are loving the Contact Series because, like you said, instead of trying to fumble through their bag to get certain things and put certain things on whatever rig they may have, they put it together beforehand. It's like their emergency response belt. They grab it and they go. And right now, the military is eating it up, and along with law enforcement. And these are designed, too, for different situations as well in terms of, you know, what kind of threat you're encountering or what kind of firepower you need, et cetera. So don't be surprised if you don't see some more evolutions of this as far as the Contact Series is concerned as we start talking and around and we get feedback. So
yeah, I'd be surprised if this was the end result of it. I've got the Traveler Chest Rig coming, and this is the one that comes with its own integrated carry bag.
Correct.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I'll be able to stick a G-code OSH with a pistol in that bag too, won't I?
Yes, you will.
Now, the thing about the belts, there's been movement out there from time to time where they, and I can't tell looking at the belt in the pictures, where the belts will have Velcro on one side, and they'll attach to a Velcro inner belt. Are these belts are meant to be worn on the outside of a regular belt? They're meant to already be built and ready to rock, and just stuck on if you need them. Is that what they're developed for?
That's correct. But at the same time, though, I know a lot of people, to include myself, I have the same type of belt without the Velcro inner lining.
Right.
And I wear it as a regular belt at times.
Right.
I'll run it through my belt loop. I won't have the Velcro inner lining, but I have a sturdy utility belt, so to speak. I could snap in. I could throw a holster on or whatever. So primarily speaking, yes, these are designed to wear, to be worn on the outside. They're great range belts, tactical belts, and they're lightweight. They're not your old school belts, you know, the old thick leather and et cetera, you know, the ones that we used to carry back in the day. These are light, they're tactical, they're practical, and easily accessible. So we're really excited about the belts and the combine that with the chest rig. I mean, you're ready. And let's face it, you know, like you said before, Bill, with ISIS and everything that's going on in the world, you just never know when the garbage is going to hit the fan, so to speak.
Right.
And it's always better to be prepared than not prepared.
Well, I mean, if you had the traveler bag and say you had the low vis belt, which is is that 3 and 3?
Yes.
Now you've got 6 AR magazines, you've got 6 pistol magazines.
Yeah, you've
got a combat load, yeah, and it's a very small package.
Correct. And that was the whole concept behind this. Dave Pomeroy, who's our vice president of operations, recon marine, retired, he's obviously seen a lot of combat. So a lot of the innovative design that is in the Contact series, you know, came from him and some of the input that he's received. And he too, like Jesse and Scott, are always constantly thinking of different ways to better improve, you know, accessibility to your equipment, something that's light and durable, something that's quick. You know, I'm looking at it from a law enforcement standpoint. You know, I'm always throwing inputs in as well. You know, if you're doing this, you're getting ready to do a search warrant.
We have run out of time.
Well, okay.
But when we'll do this again soon because we haven't done this. We don't do this nearly often enough, and I miss doing it. Thank you for joining me. Give my regards to the Big Head Boys.
I will, Bill. Thank you for having me.
All right, folks. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.